Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of The Lisa Ann Experience. I am your host, Lisa Ann, and I want to thank you for making me a part of your listening experience. If you are new to my podcast, you can subscribe, rate, and review, which helps us in the podcast space a lot. You can also go back and catch up on the video component on my YouTube channel of all the episodes you've already missed. So if you want to watch my facial expressions, how much I talk with my hands, and the laughter that ensues between me and so many of my guests, that is all right there for you. All of my social media and all of my users are the same, The Real Lisa Ann. So go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, and every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, I release this video from this week's episode, and we get to sit in the chat and talk about the episode. This week will be a little bit different because I will be at Exotica in Miami this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be signing at the Loyal Fans booth, and I get done signing on Friday at 9. So if it's not crazy busy, sometimes I check in from my phone because I can hop onto YouTube and say hello, but for the most part, I have such a great community on my YouTube channel. I've been very selective. We have an emoji that we use. It is the door. When we see someone that's being creepy, all of my friends in my YouTube live premiere on Friday nights will just start posting the emoji of the door. That allows me to know, am I overthinking it because I am subjected to so much creepiness all the time that I'm sometimes afraid that I react quickly. But no, my team is right there, so though I won't be able to be blocking and muting this Friday, I will pop in and you can join and meet some great people that are with me every single Friday night. So here we are. I mentioned the laughter that ensues between guests. This is going to be another solo EP because I realized something. One of the topics I'm asked about the most is my lifestyle, whether you call it your nutrition, diet, my exercise routine, you know, what I do for my mental health. All of these things are the factors that make me tick. And so I realized maybe it's time I do a solo episode and I break down these things for us in kind of categories. So I'll be doing that this episode. So you just get to listen to my voice, as grinding as it may be to you or to me. Hopefully it's not, but we'll be sitting tight for that. We just had 4th of July. We've had some really nice summer days. We've had some crazy rainstorms back here, but I took the week off. I went back, you got the recap last week if you listened to that episode, where I went back to my hometown in Easton, Pennsylvania, and visited my childhood friends and had the most amazing time. So if you haven't listened to or watched that episode, that was last week. And then I took the rest of the week off. My guy was here, so spent 3-4 days with him, just relaxing, watching some movies, me baking. Now my next thing is I have to perfect a chocolate lava cake, because now that I've made chocolate chip cookies, I finally decided to say, like, hey, what is your like favorite dessert of all times? And like, where can I order it? Because I want to buy it, taste it, look up the ingredients, because now, because of allergies, you can look up ingredients for all the best restaurants. So Nobu's chocolate lava cake is what I must be learning to make. Now that's going to sound very strange coming to you from somebody who's getting ready to talk to you about how healthy I eat and how healthy I live. But I do think that being decadent once in a while is not going to hurt anybody. Now, mind you, I've already planned that as I go through the process of trying to perfect this chocolate lava cake, what if it takes me, you know, a dozen tries? Well, everyone that works in my building will be getting chocolate lava cake because I'm only going to do the spoonful. I'm just going to try it, and then I'm going to ask for the reviews from others. I'm going to make little index cards and ask them to check off things that are the most important things to the chocolate lava cake. But, you know, baking is something that I did growing up, something that I really enjoy. I will only do it if somebody's coming over that normally could take some of the baked goods with them. But luckily, between the staff at my building and friends in my building, I can always leave some treats outside someone's door so that I don't eat too many. And I had a great time. Just really a good time to disconnect after doing an entire month of drafts for Fantrax. I've got a draft tonight. I've got a draft Wednesday. I am still doing best ball drafts in the month of July and August. I'm also going to be hosting my season-long league drafts at Fantrax. Fantrax is a platform that has more tools for the user as well as more tools for a commissioner than any other site out there. You can run in-season polls with your league. You can find out what specifics your league mates want. You can customize the settings more than any platform out there when it comes to fantasy sports. And it's not just fantasy football. A lot of you are into that Premier League stuff. I know I need to get there. But Premier League available. There's 10 or 11 different sports at Fantrax. So go and check it out if you want to be a part of the fantasy sports community, or you already are and you want to up your game with your league. I highly suggest you do so. So coming off of a week off, Saturday was a decent day here, and I ended up spending it on the roof with my neighbors, hanging out. It's going to go up for a couple hours. Ended up going up for the entire day. Wasn't too sunny. So it's like normally if I'm up there for like 5 hours, I'll be like, I need to get out of the sun because I'm going to be too tan. That wasn't the case. It was a little bit hazy. We're still getting a lot of the smokes from the fires in Canada. So there's days that it just kind of comes through and you can smell it. You can taste it. You know, it's not great to be out in it, but it also puts this layer of fake clouds. So it's not as sunny. So I had a great time up there. Just spent time kicking back. I have some amazing neighbors in my building, just fun, kind, loving, super dope people. We talk about everything from news, little sports, a lot of TV, movies, all of those good things. So after Saturday, I was like, okay, it's time to get serious. You need to get back to work in a big way. So I spent yesterday easing myself in, did a bunch of projects that I needed to do work-wise, got ahead on some things that I was going to be doing for this week to prepare for Exotica, put together some more things for fansutopia.com since my collector's items are going off the shelves and I've got to continue to ship stuff out to Natasha Root, who's just doing such a great job making my belongings be available for those who follow me. So I worked all day yesterday and it felt great. I was like, all right, I'll work all day. I'll watch the new episode of Just Like That because I didn't watch it yet. I think it comes out now on Thursdays, which really throws me. But Saturday after my pool day, of course, I had to do my catch up with my girlfriend. So we got on the phone, FaceTime at 7. We got off at midnight. I was like, okay, this is a late night for the kid. I'm just yakety, yakety, yakety with my friends all day. So it was great to have yesterday as a work day where I'm not talking to anybody and I'm just silent. And I just get to like grind through some things and make some big plans. And I am really excited for everything that I've got going on. I got to catch up with another friend on FaceTime yesterday where I made another plan to take a quick little trip over the pond and get out for a weekend. So I'm excited about that. But for all of you, before I get to my wellness, let's talk about yours, guys. You know, it's very normal that our bodies change, our energy levels change, and things are not the same in our 50s and 40s as they were in our 30s and 20s. And you know, maybe your lady doesn't want to tell you that she'd like a little bit more loving from you. So strengthen your game in the bedroom with Ultra Farm RX. Ever feel like your performance just doesn't measure up? Does worrying about it make it worse? Let me let you in on a little secret. Many men use Viagra and Cialis not just to treat ED, but to boost their performance and last longer. Whether you're in front of the camera or behind closed doors, every man can use a little help to last longer. It's never been simpler to get what you need. At ultrafarmrx.com, you can get doctor-trusted treatments 100% confidential online from your phone. No awkward doctor visits. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. Discreet and confidential, guaranteed. Better performance is just a few clicks away at ultrafarmrx.com. Go to ultrafarmrx.com and check out everything there that they have to offer you. You're just going to do a quick consultation. A U.S. licensed physician is going to get right back to you. And if you are approved, the right plan will be put together for you and it will deliver to your door discreet and direct. So check all of that out. Now it's time for us to have this conversation. So the questions I get the most are, you know, what's your diet? What's your exercise routine? You know, what other things are you doing to, you know, whether it's protein powders, like what are you using? So I thought we'd break it down in quadrants. We're going to go with diet first. I like to say nutrition because I think when people hear the word diet, they think they have to be one. But if you're doing your diet right, a diet doesn't have an end date. Too many people diet, oh, I'm on a diet because I want to lose this much weight by this day, which means they're going to go off of that diet. A diet, it's really about how you're eating every day. What is your daily diet? What is your intake? That's really how it should be viewed. But I feel that there's this stigma with the word diet that it's to lose weight. No, for me, it's to live consistently, to feel my best all the time, to be making sure that I'm eating nutrient-dense foods, and to make sure I'm feeding my body with what I need and not the other things that I don't. So to keep it very, very simple, the most important things that I will say, you know, when I first started dancing, and I remember the very first girl I saw that was like fit. I mean, all the other women were, you know, they had great bodies, they were great, but this woman was fit, and that was Raquel Darien. You can look up Raquel Darien. Man, when I met her at Al's Diamond Cabaret, I was like, whoa. When I talked to Al about her, I was like, yeah, she's one of the stars that comes in, that we have a driver for her, takes her to the gym. She never skips. Like she was cut. Just the expression back then was you could bounce a quarter off her ass. Like that was like, because her butt was so firm. And I was like, I was inspired by her, but I didn't have a lot of, you know, big gyms around us. This is the late 80s, early 90s. You know, we've come a long way with how easy it is to be fit, or at least to just be taking care of ourselves and be active. So in the simplicity of talking about things first and foremost, I don't eat any processed foods. And I'll tell you, when I was on the road, it was so much harder to be on, you know, in the nutrition space that I wanted to be in, to be eating on my diet of healthy foods and fruits and vegetables. And it wasn't until I realized that I could request a fridge to be brought to my room. So all hotels have mini fridges. They have them for people who are bringing babies with formula, someone who's diabetic, needs to keep their medication. They have fridges. And as soon as I learned this hack, this getting, even if it was $30 a day, $30 a day to rent a fridge from the hotel, which they didn't all charge, but sometimes they did. That was still cheaper than ordering a bunch of food room service, because I could go to a grocery store and pick up necessities. At that time, I would always have like yogurt. Back then, I used to buy those pouches of tuna fish and just eat them out of the pouch with some lemon on it. I would always have fruit, bananas, blueberries, you know, just simple, simple things. No processed foods. Okay. I do not want to put something in my body that lives longer than me. Okay. I don't want something that won't expire for 10 years. I mainly shop the exterior of the grocery store. Now, there are some canned goods you'll buy from time to time. It's great to have. Canned vegetables have come a long way. I don't love them, but like canned beans, I will do, and canned corn, I will do. Canned stewed tomatoes, I will do to add to this to a sauce. But for the most part, when it comes to anything else, I don't want a meal that is pre-made in any way, shape, or form. If I can't take the time to make an egg and put it in a wrap myself, I'm not buying a frozen burrito that has an incredible amount of sodium in it, has a lot of other additives in it to keep it from going bad while it's waiting for you to eat it. So if you look at things and you look at the expiration date and you look at the contents, most processed foods has so much sodium, more sodium than I would intake in a month is in one item. So things you want to really look at is I don't do processed foods. I don't do fast food. When I was growing up, I remember once a week we'd go to McDonald's. As a kid, it was so, so, so great. But it was when we were doing something. It was normally we were going out to the flea market in Sailorsburg with my mom. We had to get up super early to set up, and we would go to McDonald's. But to my mom and to my family, fast food was fast food. It was only for when it's absolutely convenient, like when you have no other choice. And so when I went out on the road, it was easy for me not to fall into the trap of eating fast food all the time because it was right there, because I could always find a grocery store, or I could always make do for a couple of days and eat something else. So if you're still eating fast food and you're still eating processed foods, trying to wean yourself off of those conveniences is going to help you long term, because it might seem convenient today. But I'll tell you what, in 10, 20, 30 years, it's not going to be convenient, because it's going to catch up with your body. Very unhealthy, toxic levels of bad foods. So when you want to start really looking at food, I think the best thing to do, I mean, we live in the age of information. You can go to YouTube and watch a video if you choose not to read something. You can listen to an audiobook if you'd rather do that than read. But I put down 5 books here that I really love, that I've read all of these books. And I added the 5th one as the most recent book because I am still always reading about fitness, nutrition, diet, biohacking, all of the little things that I could just keep layering in my education, layering, because we change, foods change, things change, our bodies change, our metabolisms change. We talk about that when I talk about UltraPharm RX. We change. So I want to always be learning. I don't want to get stuck at like, oh, this is all I'm doing. No. So these books are incredible. Now, this first one was given to me by Bob Harris, and it was the book that was the deal breaker, over the top. I am now going to eat plant-based and no more animal products at all. And that was really after I read the book, Eat for Life. Eat for Life really taught me about the foods that you're eating and also how you should be looking at food as medicine. We're only feeding ourselves to survive. We're not feeding ourselves as entertainment. We're not feeding ourselves as an escape. And if we are, then our relationship with food needs to be adjusted. Now, I only really eat out when it's a social setting. And when I eat out, I will eat things that I don't eat at home. I will have a piece of bread and butter. Okay. I will do those things because I only do them once in a while. So Eat for Life was the book that made me start to look at my fridge and the blueberries and the mango and the spinach and the carrots and why I'm eating all of these things. Now I have this purpose. And when I first went plant-based, I was learning about different beans, legumes, nuts, all the different ways that you're going to get protein, healthy fats, all of these things. While I would eat something, I would sit there with my iPad. I would look up all the items that I was eating. I'd open all these windows and I would just read. And that really helped me be mindful and almost memorize, okay, where am I getting my iron today? Where am I getting my protein today? What is going to help me with vitamin C? And learning and understanding that the more fruits and vegetables you're eating, the more hydrated you are. Because there's such a large water content in so many things. I mentioned mangoes. I eat mangoes and pineapple for inflammation. They're pure inflammation fighter foods. Anytime you go to have a surgery or anything and you're back on your smoothie regimen, they'll always say, go in with mango and pineapple to fight down that inflammation as you're healing. So Eat for Life is a book I highly recommend. Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. Another awesome book that gives the breakdown of the why, the impact different things on you, as well as like, what time should I be eating and doing these things? When is the best time for me to have this? I know I do a massive smoothie in the morning, and I do that as my first something in me after my workout. I usually come back from the gym. I have a little routine. I like to come back from the gym, unload the dishwasher, kind of stretch out a little bit while my body's cooling down from sitting in the sauna. I make my smoothie and then I put it in the fridge and then I take my shower. And as I'm getting ready, I'm drinking my smoothie. And in my smoothie is protein powder, chia seeds, maca root, and ashwagandha. So all 4 of those items are in that smoothie, making a huge difference. It's filling. I do a banana. I do almond milk. And then I go back and forth between frozen mango, frozen pineapple. Sometimes I'll do a blueberry with some almonds and peanut butter, the Justin's almond butter. And then I'll put some cinnamon. I really like cinnamon in a smoothie from time to time. But it has to go with the other stuff in the smoothie. So Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. Another one is Clean Eats. Clean Eats is going to be your first book you want to go to if you're one of those people that wonders, what does it mean to eat clean? And what does it mean to eat whole? You know, we hear Whole Foods is the name of a store. Why is that? Well, because you're buying your food there, of course, but it's the mindset of Whole Foods. I'm not going to buy my eggplant frozen in chunks. I'm going to buy it whole and I'm going to make it myself. So I'm going to buy those whole foods and I'm going to make them myself. So think about what you want to achieve when it comes to the rest of your life. Because this isn't a diet that you're doing to end. Remember, this is your diet for the rest of your life. So clean eats. Eating Mindfully was a great book for me because it's very easy when you have a little bit of downtime and you're sitting in front of the TV to be like, oh, you know, I really feel like I want to have some snacks. And now that we can get anything delivered anywhere in like no time, it can be dangerous. I'm not a person that orders takeout, but one of my guys here, he likes to order takeout. But it's too easy to get more food than you want. And Eating Mindfully helped me think about, around the same time I read Eating Mindfully, I had just started intermittent fasting. I've been doing intermittent fasting since 2017 when I started eating plant-based. And what that means is I do the 16-8. So I eat all of my food in an 8-hour window. Now look, that doesn't always work. Doesn't always work. But what does work is I know that no matter what time I eat my last meal of the day, I will not eat for a minimum of 12 hours before I eat again. That gives my body a chance to break down everything I've put in it. That gives my cells a chance to renew. That gives me a chance to get rid of that waste. And it gives my body the chance to start burning through any stored fat. If you keep feeding your body, it's just going to keep taking that food. It's going to keep processing that food. And you're on this endless cycle. So when I say about eating mindfully in the snacks, like I started thinking in more future planning about what I'm going to snack on. Popcorn is a really high fiber snack. I don't buy microwave popcorn. I can't stand the taste of it. I can't stand the taste of anything that isn't popcorn made one of two ways. I either make it on the stove in olive oil. Sometimes I'll make it in coconut oil. It gives it a little bit of a different flavor. I normally don't put anything on my popcorn, but sometimes I'll sprinkle a little rosemary on it because I like to put different things on it, but I like to avoid the salt. But I feel not guilty about eating popcorn that I've made because I know that it is a nutritionally dense food. It does have a lot of fiber. It will make me feel full, but at the same time, it's easy to make a big bowl of popcorn. And so I had to say to myself, I'm going to use a measuring cup and I'm going to make just this amount. And that's what I'm going to eat. When you're in front of the TV, it is so easy to not even be thinking about how much you've already put in your mouth. But if you're looking at your future and the ease of our lives as we take care of ourselves, I'm living proof. Like I've started aggressively working out and really, really, really focusing on my nutrition when I first moved to California. So in my very early 20s. And that was a time where gyms were starting to pop off, but we still weren't at the place where we are now, where we know everything we know about foods. We weren't even talking about GMOs really yet. We weren't talking about any of that. But moving away from Pennsylvania, away from fresh farm-raised vegetables and fruits, to going to everything being mass-produced, believe me, I was never so thrilled as I learned you could buy like strawberries for super cheap from the farmers on the side of the road in California. They're like the best strawberries ever. But thinking about what you're snacking on. Sometimes I'll have a fruit salad at night, though I'd prefer to have my fruit in the morning because of the sugar in the fruit. It'll sometimes keep me up because your body does become a little bit more sensitive to things. I'll eat a banana before bed if I want to have a snack because bananas, cherries, there's certain fruits that are good for you before you go to sleep. So the fourth book is Eating Mindfully. And then the book that I most recently read, Eat, Stop, Eat. So I mentioned intermittent fasting. So in this 16-8 window, planning all your meals within an 8-hour span, and then 16 hours off from food, I'll do some tea at night, I'll do water, you definitely feel different in the morning. Your body feels really recharged, really refreshed. Your body feels like it did the work and nothing is weighing you down. You know when you eat something late and you wake up in the morning, you feel like it's just sitting there? You know why? Because it is. You didn't move around after you ate it. You put it in you and it just sat there and it slows down the start to your next day. I don't want that. I want to bounce out of bed, be ready to go to the gym. You know, go up and feel really good. I've noticed it's easier. My stomach feels a lot flatter. My skin feels a lot calmer. So what I've been doing by doing intermittent fasting, now I read this book, Eat, Stop, Eat, and I started, I'm on my 6th week now of this. Yep, 6 weeks. One day a week, I do a full 24-hour fast. And I've done it by 6 usually. So I'll eat my last meal at like 5, so I'm done eating by 6. And then the following day, I can eat again at 6 p.m. And in this book, it talks about the importance of just keeping it to 24 hours. But what you're going to do is you're going to reach that next level of stored fat. For me, my problems have been by my elbows. I know if you're listening on the podcast version, you can't see this, but when you watch the YouTube version, you will. I had these pockets of fat that I will go and find photos because you can see it clearly in photos. You can see clearly now it's getting smaller. Same things around the tops of my knees. So what I'm noticing from the one day fast is whatever my body isn't getting rid of as I'm intermittent fasting on my 16-8 program, it's really tearing through it on that one 24-hour day. The mental clarity you feel is absolutely unbelievable. And if you read this book and understand the scientific facts that your body doesn't go into shock. Remember, many, many years ago, when people were out hunting for food, they didn't eat for days till they found something, right? So, and they survived. We could live without food. We choose not to, but we can. So that 24-hour test, the first day I did it, when I woke up the next day, there's so many interesting factors you'll discover, how your body is releasing things, how you feel, the mental clarity. But for me, it's just been able to help me get rid of these extra little fatty spots that we just get as we get older, no matter how much we work out. And they're like targeted areas where there's like no workout for that little bit of fat by my elbow. So eat, stop, eat. Let me recap these books for you. Eat for Life, Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy, Clean Eats, Eating Mindfully, and Eat, Stop, Eat. The importance of all of this is stress. So do you realize that when you don't feel good, you are putting your body under more stress? And do you realize that when you don't take care of yourself, you then become stressed about your health? If you're visiting the doctor more often because you haven't taken care of yourself or eaten right, well, then you're stressed about going to the doctor. You might be stressed about the expense, whether your insurance is going to, whatever. It all adds stress. So why wouldn't we want to be preventative and remove that additional layer of stress from our life by taking the best care of ourselves? Think about taking care of a car and wanting a car to last as long as it does. Think about taking care of yourself. So that was section number one, was nutrition and diet. Now fitness. My goal is to be active 7 days a week because I'm grateful to be able to be active. You know, we have a gift to be able to be active and to go out and ride a bike or take a walk and to live. But 5 of those days, no matter what, are at the gym. When I'm on the road, if there's a situation where there isn't a gym at the hotel, I always carry workout bands with me because I can always do a 45-minute workout with bands in my hotel room. You can always do push-ups, sit-ups, squats, lunges. You can do so much. Thanks to Instagram and YouTube, you can search these things and find new workouts all the time. But so when it comes to my workout program, everybody is very different. I learned my peak hours, and my peak hours are in the morning. I'm a very good morning performer. So that means, you know, with those first couple of hours that I'm spending taking care of me, by the time I shower, put my makeup on, and get ready for my day, I'm usually very productive for those first couple mornings, then a couple hours, then I dip a bit around 2, and then I can recharge. But I'm always listening to my body. Not everybody wants to work out in the morning. I get that. I love it because it's done first thing, and I love it mental health-wise, because it allows me to start my day in a really positive mind space, headspace. I get to start my day by working out first thing in the morning, taking care of me, a little bit of time thinking about what the day entails, what the week entails, you know, a little like game planning. I mean, NFL teams practice before games, you know, people, you know, this is how we warm up. So for me, morning is best. You might be a nighttime person. I have a lot of friends that love to work out at night. But find your sweet spot where you know you're going to make the time for it, where you're not going to get distracted. Another reason why I don't want to work out at night is I'm afraid if my day takes off and I get busy, I won't do it. Now, there's times where, let's say I have morning radio, you know, in football season, when I do fantasy football Fridays, I do a couple morning shows first, then I go to the gym, and then I go back up to work. So it just find how you're going to make it part of your life. Because it can't just be something you do temporarily. It has to be part of your life. Everybody that knows me knows that the gym is part of my life. No matter what, it's part of my life. It's part of what makes me me. It's part of what helps me stay mentally strong, physically strong, healthy. It's part of what makes me recover if and when I do get sick. You know, all of those things. So some people like to work out strict body parts. Like you'll hear people say, oh, today was back day. I'm really sore. I never liked that. I was very lucky to have a couple really good trainers in my 20s. And the sad thing about a really good trainer is, if a trainer is really good, then you won't need them forever because they talk to you while you're working out and tell you what you should be feeling, what you should be thinking about, what muscle groups you're attacking. They'll help you with your posture, your form. And if they're really good, then guess what? You're going to remember that information because you saw the difference when you were with them. It's a great business. I can't commit to the going somewhere to do it. I like working out on my own, but it was very helpful to me for a period of time. So don't feel that you have to be committed to a trainer forever, but maybe you go on a journey of a couple of months, 3 months, 6 months, where you're like, I want to do this for myself because I want to learn how to take better care of myself. And again, you can always revert to YouTube, Instagram. There's so many great fitness people doing their thing. So I don't do one body part because I don't want to be sore in one area. So my 5 days a week, I go down to my gym. I turn on the sauna so it's nice and hot when I'm done with my workout. I go and I stretch a little bit. I start doing weights. I break up my, I'll do like, let's say, I'll give you today. Today I did 3 sets of 12 reverse lunges. So stepping back instead of stepping forward with like a nice dip with 40 pounds. So 20 pounds on each side. I did those sets. Then I did side raises on my arms. Then I did pull downs for my shoulder. Then I did abs. Then I went back and did that whole cycle again, 3 to 4 more times. This time I think I did 4. And then I do abs in between each time. Then I did some triceps. Then I did the leg lift machine. And then there's some exercises that I do that don't require any weights. And so I did a series of core exercises on the bench where I'm lifting my legs up behind my back and tapping my heels together. And so I do that in between. Again, each thing that I do in between the first set, I do abs. You're killing time here. You don't have to do all your abs at one time at the end. So I'll do 50 abs right in the center there. Okay, great. Now I'm going to do that round again, abs. That round again, abs. When I'm done with doing, I like to do anywhere depending on my day. The goal is always to do at least 6 different exercises with either sets of 3, sets of either 4 or 3 times, sets of 10 or 12, depending how heavy. If the weight is heavier, I do less reps. If the weight is lighter, I double the reps. And then when I'm done with that, when I'm done with my weights, stretched out a bit, whatever, that's when I'll hop on the treadmill, the Peloton, the stepper, the regular bike, the rowing machine. I like to mix it up. Usually on Wednesdays, instead of doing abs in between every exercise, I do 3 minutes really hard pulls on the rowing machine. But so this is now 30, 45 minutes. And you know, the heavier you lift, doing less reps, it takes you less time. Then I do my cardio. I do my cardio after because my muscles are already burning from lifting. And it's the best way to burn the fastest than doing your cardio first. So that's what I do. After that, I take myself into the steam room. I make sure I drink my full big thing of water when I'm in there. So I already know that I've taken in like 32 ounces of water before my day even started. I don't drink a ton while I'm working out. And if I do, I refill at the water we have in the gym. So I make sure I still get that 32 ounces in the sauna, but I sit there and make sure that I drink that thing. And I'll sit in the sauna anywhere from today. I did 25 minutes, but I'll sit in anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. I don't wear my earbuds in the sauna. I don't want any music. I don't want any sound. I want to sit there and I want to think. That's when I meditate. So I'm sweating and stretching, moving around the sauna, you know, in all different positions. So I'm making sure everything is stretching out for my workout and I'm getting that in. And it feels amazing. By the time I step out of that sauna and get ready to go to my apartment. Okay, I'm going to, like I told you, unload my dishwasher, make a smoothie. I am so routine. By the time I'm done with that, I already start to feel like really ready for the day, like excited for the day. Not like, oh, this is the day I have to do this, 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 and this. Like, man, I cannot wait to get into this because you're charged up. So I'm charged up at that point. On the days where I'm not actually going to the gym, I will either take a walk, I will ride the bike, I will get out. Sometimes I'll just go down and run on the treadmill if the weather's not nice. But I mix it up to keep it exciting for me. But the most important thing that you need to know is that I do this every day. I do believe in being active every day. Now, when I know I'm going on a trip and I might not work out for 3 days, you know, I'll still do push-ups, core, something like that. But when I know maybe I'm going to be too busy, I won't do any days off from weights up until that time. And then your body needs 3 days of recovery. So it works out perfect. Sometimes when I'm taking time off, I'm already planning like during that time off, I'm going to let my body recover because your body needs to recover as much as it needs to be moving. So just be mindful of that. Doesn't have to be as strict as I am. But for me, living a different lifestyle and for many years of my life being on camera and still kind of being on camera, whether it's, you know, social media content or whether it's stuff for YouTube when I'm sightseeing, I'm on camera, so I'm critical of myself. So I want to look a certain way and I want to feel a certain way. But I will say this, being 51 and looking back at 41, 31, 21, and realizing that the trainers I had when I was young really instilled in me that if I kept this up, aging would be easy on me because I'd be healthy, my body would be conditioned. We're seeing women in their 70s and men in their 70s and 80s. You know, biohacking is a huge conversation. We're seeing that aging kind of, you can fight it a bit, but for the most part, as long as you're doing the right things, like I know that I need to really be focused on bone density. That's something that women do lose as they get older. So lifting weights really helps that. I'm constantly reading about how my body is changing and how my workout should adapt to those changes. So it's about you and you honing in on what works for you. Now, this week, I'm taking a class with one of my neighbors. We're taking a core conditioning class because I brought up to her like, man, the yoga classes here are so good. I don't take them enough. And so we decided we'd start taking a class together. I'm still going to work out Wednesday morning. That class is just going to be a bonus because it's social. And, you know, so find things that work with you. Some people are much better working out in a group setting. Some people just want to do a walk and talk with their friends, but moving is key. So incredibly key. And also listening to your body. You know, there's mornings where I wake up and I know that maybe I worked out really hard the next day and then I did a walk and I was whatever, I was really busy and my body feels a little tired, I will take a day off. You know, I will say, okay, you could take this day off because I know you're going to get out for a walk later. But listen to your body. Know when your body wants more and when your body needs a little bit of extra rest. But it's all about making it just part of your day and part of, you know, one of your key elements to success. Being healthy is one of my key elements to success, no doubt. So we've gone through the diet with the books. We've gone through fitness. And now we're going to talk about recovery. So recovery is just as important as everything else. And luckily, following sports, I got to learn about this many years ago as Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, was one of the brilliant minds, you know, talking cryotherapy, doing treatments in cryo chambers in Germany so many years ago. Athletes started to talk about this. We started to talk about this. Heat therapy, cold therapy, sleep. I know if you want to watch the West Coast games, whether it's baseball or basketball, you're up till midnight, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, but you got to get up at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning for work. That is not enough sleep. Now it was for me when I was young, but as we get older and we're pushing our bodies more, you know, me working out the way that I do is going to make me more tired than it would when I was 21. So I'm very mindful about my sleep. Many times I watch the Monday night game and at halftime, I let myself unwind, do a little reading, sleep. And I watch the second half in the morning. I just don't check Twitter. I know it sounds crazy, but I know how my body operates. And if I don't fall asleep by 11, I get that weird second wind that will keep me up till 12:31. I never fall asleep well. And the whole next day is kind of trash because I don't feel great. I'm short fused. When you're tired like that, you crave more bad food. Your body is automatically craving juice, right? Wants sugar, wants bad food. It gets you on this cycle. So knowing that your recovery is important, look at your day. What is your ideal time to put yourself to bed? You know, I know that I want my computer off at 9 p.m. and I try to do it earlier, but there's some, like last night I was in a really good groove and I was like, oh, it's Sunday, it's 7:30. Like, you've got to turn this off by 8. Have your time. I don't take my computer in my bedroom. Once I'm going to be going back to the bedroom, I might read a little bit of news, but I'm going to stay off of social media. Last night at like 9, I decided to check my Twitter. And what was I subjected to? About 50 dudes masturbating on my timeline. And what's weird is the video comes up when I go to their page to block them. Their page is listed sensitive content, but somehow that land, because I have all my filters on, all my sensitive settings on. Kind of a bummer. I can't read a lot of news, but that's okay. I'll go to the news apps for it. But this is why I don't look at social media at night. It's a travesty. So, you know, disconnecting, whether it's reading before bed, whether you have some easy TV you like to watch, I suggest you do not watch the news before you go to bed. Why would you do that? Like, just don't do that. Me reading it is different because it's selective. I could read the stories that I want. I read a lot of nutrition stuff at night, a lot of different things about diet, a lot of things about skincare products, all of these things. But so recovery and rest. Now I do heat therapy, which would be sitting in the sauna every morning. I do cryotherapy 5 days a week, and I absolutely love going into the freeze tank. Both of these things are for inflammation and cell renewal. And all of these, anytime you're renewing your cells and you're pushing your body into gear as a rapid replay, right? So you're going through this, you're going through this, you're going to produce more collagen, you're going to produce all of these things are not only taking away the inflammation so I'm not sore, but they're also pushing my cells to be more active. And I want my cells to be really active because I want my cells always renewing. So when I look at, you know, how differently I feel doing all of these things versus when I don't get to do them, you know, I didn't get to do cryo or heat therapy or anything in Greece. And I felt it when I got home, my body felt tight, you know, also being on a plane for that long. But I mean, I doubled up on cryo. I made sure I got right back into my rhythm. I, you know, lots and lots of water. And if I didn't mention it, which I know I didn't during fitness, only things I drink are when it comes to just, you know, drinks, the smoothie, of course, which we mentioned. Mainly water. You know, I always have my liquid death. Cheers. Sometimes I'll have a little coconut water. I don't do soda. I don't do juice, which is funny because my favorite friends, my neighbors want mimosas. I'm like, well, somebody else has to bring the OJ because I just don't own OJ. Too much sugar, way too much sugar. No soda, no juice. So unfit sodas I enjoy, but like I'm pretty much happy with just water, coffee, tea, my smoothies. I keep that simple. I don't want to waste calories with my drinks. So I do my heat. I do my cold. I also do a B12 shot anywhere from every 2 to 3 weeks. I do my B12 injection right after cryo, which is great because your skin's really cold and frozen. You don't feel it at all, even though I don't feel it anyway. I've also taken, you can buy them preloaded. I've also given myself B12 shots when I knew I was going to be traveling and not have access to someone doing it. But I find that that has been very helpful, especially when I decided I was going to go full plant-based in 2017, that was going to allow me to get some of the B vitamins that I may have been missing out from no animal proteins. Since then, so you know, I have brought some fish back into my diet. Every once in a while, I'll have a bite of a piece of steak. So far, I've had 2 bites this year. But I the fish being brought into my diet, a lot of good healthy fats, a lot of good proteins. Just like I had a beautiful piece of salmon for dinner last night. I didn't take a picture of it and I should have. And I'm going to start taking more photos of how I prep my food and how I, what I eat, so that you can have kind of this little catalog of like, okay, Monday through Friday, the next week that I'm home for a whole week, I'm going to shoot every meal that I make, just some pictures, and I'll put them together. Here was today's food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, how I make a salad big enough for 2-3 days so that I have it in leftovers. I could just have it out the next day. So the B12 shots are really, really important to me. Everything that I'm doing is helping me and my mental state, because the more comfortable I feel, the more at ease I am. The healthier I feel, the less afraid I am to get sick. the stronger I feel, the less afraid I am to go and have my physical and do all of these things, because I know I'm not going to get bad news. I know I'm just going in for a checkup. I look at it like a checkup, and other people look at it like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to have to go get more tests. I don't want to be in that situation. I want to be optimal health at all times. And it's a reflection in your skin. Again, eating so many vegetables, so much fruit, the water, the hydration, the every good skincare product is now selling vitamin C, which I get, but a lot of what we eat really shows on our skin. And so when you see these types of products being advertised as valuable inside skincare brands, you have to think to yourself, wouldn't it be smarter to just ingest the vitamin C and have a couple of oranges, or, you know, whether you want to squeeze some lemons in water, wouldn't it just be easier? Although the vitamin C skincare products are great, but they are not to be used in the summer because they make you hypersensitive to the sun. So please be aware of that because they are highly acidic. So what you're putting in your body is a direct reflection of you, how you feel, what you put out there. So for me, this has been a part of my life. It will always be a part of my life. When I go on vacations, I'm looking for places that have a great gym, because a lot of really nice hotels have really nice gyms, and then you really want to work out in saunas. Oh, I did use the sauna in Greece because I got K and I massages. And there was a sauna next to the massage. So I sat in the sauna before and after the massage. Great way to relax your muscles. Then my last recovery thing is right there. It's massage. I do try to do a massage once a week. Now, I understand that in some places, massages are more expensive than others, but you can find a place that sometimes sells packages. Just find yourself a therapist in a spot that you like. It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to drop the bank on every massage, but that, a good massage, the drainage that you get, again, fighting that inflammation. And again, knowing that you can work out as hard as you want, you won't be sore. Massage is great after travel because you get a little bit tight sitting in a chair, especially you're doing an international trip for 10 hours straight, you know, massage is great. Even if you just sit at a desk all day, because what happens is your back to your legs get sore, your shoulders get sore because you're always leaning in on your keyboard, you know, all of the things that we do, we want to try and balance out with the things we can do to take away. If you've knots in your shoulder and you don't handle them, they only get worse. So this was your wellness episode. I wanted to share with you the keys and the things that I do daily, why and how I eat and live the way that I do, and also a list of books in case you would like to start your journey in learning about how you could fine-tune your diet forever. Diet does not have an end date. It's how you're going to be eating to feel your best version of you and how you're going to live the longest and feel your best. So thought this would be a good one. And so, you know, I brought it in. I have a mailbag, no guest, but the mailbag first question is going to be, again, tied in with this, right? But before I get to the mailbag, it's all-star break for MLB, which means now's the time to plan the rest of the games that you want to go to for the season. Or look ahead at the NFL schedule. Summer league tickets, let's face it, are crazy expensive now that Wemby's here. But check out Ticket Rev. Follow them on social media. You'll learn about promotions that they're having. I'll be doing ticket giveaways again this season. There was a cute video of me in Washington Park trying to be a survey person. I failed miserably. You can go to ticketrev.com. You can download the app, and I will be drafting tonight at fantrax.com/LisaAnn. Sign up, download the app, get in a league with me, or move your league over with your squad and enjoy the season. So a lot of yakking right here. Now it is time for me to answer your questions for the mailbag. If you want to be a part of the Ask Lisa Ann mailbag, you can send your emails to asklisaann@gmail.com. Victor says, subject matter keto. You said you'd done fasting and intermittent fasting. By the way, it says you with the letter U and no capital or anything. This is really how people write emails nowadays, Victor. Work on your grammar. Get Grammarly. Use ChatGPT. Do it. Sexy. Sexy did not look like this, okay? You said you'd done fasting and intermittent fasting, question mark. Have you ever tried keto diet before? No E. And keep up the good work you're doing. Love the content. Plus, you're looking cute. Okay. So to decode this not well-written email, yes, I do fasting and intermittent fasting. the keto diet doesn't appeal to me because of the fat content. So when you learn your blood type, so Eat for Your Blood Type is also a great book. But when you learn your blood type and your nationality and what things you're subjected to from family medical history, you want to really be mindfully thinking about what is best for you. For me, plant-based was so ideal. And, you know, having some fish added into my diet has been great. But the keto diet relies on a lot more fat. I put on weight very easily, very easily. And I remember my first trainer said to me, "You're going to be so thankful that you put on weight easily because it's going to make you always work out." She said, you know, people who naturally stay lean very likely don't feel the need to go to the gym, and they can eat whatever they want and they never put on weight. And I know that for a fact because my ex-husband could eat whatever he want, never put on weight. And for me, if I ate alongside him, I'm putting on weight. So, you know, keto is a lot of meats, bacons, pork. I don't eat pork. Don't do bacon. A lot of dairy. I don't do dairy because it really makes me break out. I mean, you can tell anytime I do dairy because I still love cheese. At home, I only have plant-based cheese. So like almond cheese, cashew nut cheese, what have you. But when I go out, or like the other day when I just had such a hankering for pizza and I refused to order a pizza being alone, right? I'm not going to order a pizza because it's going to be too much here. I just want to walk down the street and buy one darn slice. And I got a white pizza that has the mozzarella and the ricotta. And so I always break out like right down here, jawline, always dairy, jawline, always, no fail. So the keto diet is, it's got similar features to somebody who's doing intermittent 16-8 because your body goes into ketosis. Your body goes into ketosis the same way when you're intermittent fasting, but it's about the things you can't have. Like in the keto diet, you can't have a banana. You can't have a lot of fruits. You can't have a lot of the things that I love. So if somebody's going to tell me I can't have a banana, I'm going to go crazy because I eat a banana every day so I don't get cramps from working out. So it's just a diet that doesn't work for me, but I know a lot of people that love it and it works really well for them. It's about knowing what works well for you. And also knowing that if some things are going to be removed from your diet that you may miss, like to me, I don't want to miss a fruit or a vegetable. I don't want, like, look, you can tell me I can't have a burger. I'm fine with it. You can tell me I can't have this bread or French fries. Okay. But you can't tell me I can't have blueberries are fine on keto. Strawberries, bananas. There's quite a few fruits that are not keto friendly. And since I love my fruit, I can't do that. But for someone who wants to try it, do your research. Again, there's great series, documentaries, YouTube, Instagram, everything where you can find out more information about the keto diet. Next. This one is captioned sports and is a well-written email. Thank you, my friend David. Hi, Lisa Ann, comma, with spacing. I mean, this is an email. I love your enthusiasm for sports, including fantasy league sports. If you had a sports bucket list, may I ask your top five? This is such a great question. This is a great question because I have had an ongoing sports list for like so my whole life, right? And some of the things I've knocked off, of course, like Super Bowls, going to the NCAA, the Final Four. I got to do that in Indy. Like there's so many things, but I have things that I have not done yet. Number one, I was going to go in 2020, but we know what happened to those plans. The Masters. I want to go to the Masters so bad. This is going to happen in the next 5 years. I know it, but the Masters, definitely want to go to the Masters. An NBA championship game. I'd like to go like, you know, a series that's really close. Maybe I get to go game five, game six, an NBA championship game. The problem is the tickets are usually like so incredibly expensive. And it's such a thing, you know, but like an NBA championship game. Also, after recently just watching it and also wanting to see it, Wimbledon. So Wimbledon was last week and I have been here at Billie Jean to the US Open to see tennis. That is on a court. Wimbledon is on a grass court. I found it very interesting because I was going to place some bets on Wimby. Oh my gosh, we can't say Wimby for Wimbledon because of Victor Wembanyama. So I was going to place some bets because I did a little, this is what I do when I find out the weather has caused some sort of thing. The grass and players who play better on grass versus clay and players who don't have experience because it's so different when the grass is wet let's talk about last year's Super Bowl. Changed everything because the sod father had too much water. The kid overwatered. That was trash. So Wimbledon is one. I did not place the bets because I was like, you know, just step back. Okay. Just step back. Next, I'd really love to see the Monaco Grand Prix. Not only because it's in Monaco, and the style looks fantastic. I mean, I've already been to the Kentucky Derby with the most style I've ever seen in one place in my life, with the next level wealth that, like, just the purses, the hats, the style, the people. Like, so I feel like Monaco Grand Prix would be the same thing. And then last but not least, growing up, we used to go to the Velodrome, and that's a circular track where bikes race, pedal bikes. And it's pretty awesome, like, because it's like on a tit and it goes so fast, so fast. So that brings me to Tour de France. Of course, yes, it's in France. But I would love to see that because, you know, they're riding out there in the countryside. So again, to recap my top five sports bucket list, we have the Masters, an NBA championship game, Wimbledon, Monaco Grand Prix, and Tour de France. David, fantastic question. I appreciate you. All right, we've got one from Romello who says, Lisa, I want to ask what you were like in high school. Were you popular and what was your favorite school activity? I would have to say, Romello, my favorite school activity was skipping school. I really had no interest in being there. From 16 on, I was pretty much like, get me out of this. Popular, it's always hard to say, were you popular? Because it's like saying something about yourself. But I mean, I was very social in school, had a lot of social groups, but I come from a very big Italian family, 35 first cousins. So, you know, every weekend you were going to a wedding, a birthday party, a baby shower, a bridal shower. During the week, you were going to funerals. It didn't allow me a lot of time to be as social as I would have liked to have been as a teenager, which is hence the reason I wanted to move as far away as possible. So it kind of suffocated me. I also worked. I had started working. My dad had me working at 13 years old. We had working papers in Pennsylvania. I think now it's 12. You can get your kids' papers, but working at a restaurant. So, you know, at 16, my life became very adult. And at that point, it really wasn't about school anymore. That was when I had to stop playing basketball because of my work schedule and everything else in life. So in school, I played basketball and I was part of the ski club. I still did that until I graduated. I loved ski club. Every Thursday night, we'd take a bus up to the Pocono Mountains. We'd get out on the slopes. We'd listen to music. It was just so much fun. And that was a night off from me for work. So it's hard to look back. I mean, that was over 30 years ago. But it's great to be reconnected with my friends from school. This isn't the first time I've seen them since I moved back to New York City full time. But Romello had also asked about imposters. Romello keeps sending emails asking me, why don't I just make a video to tell these imposters to stop? Wouldn't that help? And I've answered that question multiple times. So this time I wrote back because I'm not going to read that. I wrote back like, wouldn't that be in a perfect world? All I would have to do is ask people to stop scamming people, okay? And if I'm going to get imposters to stop by putting out a video, can I also get burglaries and murders and other bad people to stop doing bad things by putting out a video? I mean, let's live in the real world here. Okay, so that's why I chose this one, Romello. All right, our last question here comes from my new friend DK that I've met through Fantrax doing these best ball drafts. DK rocks. And DK says, did this trip bring you any closure from your past? And is there still any closure that needs to be done? I really would say this trip did the complete opposite. So I got my closure in 2015. Solid. If you want to read about it, you need to read my books, The Life and The Life Back. You can get them personally autographed from my store, shoplisaann.com. You can get them sent to you anywhere from Amazon. Or if you live outside of the US, since I'm no longer international shipping except Canada, you can go to fansutopia.com, and there are signed copies. They're not personalized, they're signed. I will be personalizing books this weekend at Exotica in Miami, but read my books because you'll understand how this all came to be. So 2015, I got that closure. But what this trip really did open up was made me realize, like, so many of my friends, their kids are now graduating high school. They're going off to college. And I kind of feel this like, oh, now we can all start doing things easier together. They'll want to come into the city and spend the weekend. Like, now they have this freedom. So the stars have aligned at the perfect time where they're getting a little bit of their free time back. I live, you know, less than 2 hours away, and we could see each other more often because we still have an incredible amount in common. So it was great. It opened up to the reminder of like how time changes things. The fact that my city just looked so loved and it's so cute and sweet, and just to drive through and remember how nicely everyone takes care of their yards. Like, I was like, I'm so proud to be from here. And you know, when I was baking cookies for my guy last week, I was like, people are blown away that people bake, right? And I'm like, yeah, but that's what we did in Pennsylvania. Everyone learned how to cook, bake, sew, garden, do all the good things, all the like things, really important things. So this just was the perfect time. So closure has already been done, but this has opened up a new Pandora box of tons of fun that I'm getting ready to have. Well, I did it. I talked for 59 minutes straight. Only I can hold a solo conversation with you. I know you're going to be listening, so I picture you listening when I talk. So here we are, just chatting with each other. And since my most frequently asked questions are about my routine and what I do, I thought this would be a great episode on wellness, because here we are, midsummer, you know, people always getting a little bit more active or going to more barbecues. There's never the right time to say, I'm going to do this. But if you just took your summer reading and switched up to one of those books in the book list, and you learned one or two things about how you could be taking better care of you, you would feel better. You would be happier. It's an accomplishment. It's your own personal journey. It's a relationship with yourself that we all need to have. It's incredible for your mental health. So that's why I thought the timing of this was perfect. I will be in Miami at Exotica this weekend, signing at the Loyal Fans booth. You can follow along. All of my social media is the same, at The Real Lisa Ann. Check out Ticket Rev. All social media is the same, at Ticket Rev. Go to Fantrax Sports and go to Fantrax.com and get yourself in a best ball draft with me. I will be drafting through July and August. I can't wait for it. And UltraFarmRx.com. For all of you right here with me, I appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening to an all new episode of the Lisa Ann Experience.